أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. In the previous ayat, ayah number 35 and 36 of Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Ibrahim alayhi salam made certain du'as to Allah. The first du'a that he made was for the safety and the security of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should keep it under his divine protection. The second du'a that he made was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should protect him and his children and keep them safeguarded against idol worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 37 of Surah Ibrahim continues to relate to us the du'as that Ibrahim alayhi salam had made. He said, Rabbana inni askantu min durriyati. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to migrate Sarya. Leave Sarya, Asham, the land of Asham, and migrate all the way to this desert barren land. Absolutely barren. And it was just an open land surrounded by hills and mountains. So he comes all the way from the land of Asham with his wife Hajar and the infant child Ismail. And after placing them at a certain spot close to where the foundations of the Kaaba were, the foundations were already there. Adam alayhi salam had put up the structure, and the entire structure was destroyed during the floods of Nuh alayhi salam. So above ground level there was nothing, but the structures or the foundation was still present and was there at that present moment when he left his wife there with the kid, with the baby. And he began leaving and departing from them, and Hajar alayhi salam was concerned. And she came running behind him and she said, why are you leaving here? And she repeatedly asked him a few times until she realized that Ibrahim alayhi salam was acting on the divine instruction from Allah. So she asked him, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct you to do this, to leave us here? Picture that for a moment, let alone a building or a structure found there. There was not even a tree that was found in that area. Not even a plant, not even a blade of grass. And he said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me to leave the two of you here. And she was satisfied with this. She said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. Then Allah will not allow us to perish. If it is the command and the instruction of Allah, we are happy with it, you may proceed. He traveled for a short distance, and when he was out of sight, he stood behind one of the hills and he made this dua. He turned to Allah and he said, Rabbana, O our Rabb, inni askantu min durriyati, I have settled my durriya, my wife, my child, and progenies to come. I have settled them down, biwadin ghayri dhi zar'. O Allah, I have settled them down in this land, in this valley, which is of absolutely no vegetation, nothing. I have settled them down here, inda baytika muharram, by your sacred house, or close to your sacred house. And then he says, Rabbana li yuqimu salah. O my Rabb, I have done this so that they may establish salah. That was his primary concern. And he says, O Allah, I have left them here so that they may all establish salah. Now, the plural is used here, liyuqimu as-salah. But he had only left Hajar and Ismail. He doesn't use a verb that is generally used for two. He doesn't say liyuqima as-salah, so that the two of them may establish salah. He says, so that they, many, may establish salah. He was not only making dua for the two of them, but for also the future progenies to come. The importance of salah and the sacrifice a person must be willing to undertake in order to establish deen in the family. Today many are traveling and migrating. But what's the primary concern? My child doesn't have a future in the country. My child, financial stability, as far as future is concerned, that is not looking too good. I'm making the move for the sake of the worldly betterment of my child. Many of us, that's the primary concern. But Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, well, I'm leaving them here, there's nothing here in terms of future, there's no vegetation, there's no water, there's absolutely nothing. The primary objective of Allah, yuqimu salah. So that salah can come into their lives. So that they establish salah. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ Oh Allah, make them such a community. Make them such a people that the hearts of people, the hearts of all of mankind will yearn for them. He knew he's leaving them here. They will need company. They will need a society. They will need a community to live in. So he made this dua, and what an amazing dua. Every person has the desire to go to Makkah, no matter how many times he or she has visited Makkah. Again, over and over again, there's that desire, there's that yearning. And that is, you know, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, O Allah, ij'al aqidatan minan nas. Make it such that the hearts of certain people will desire and will yearn for them, will yearn for the people of Makkah, and will yearn for the land of Makkah to repeatedly come to this blessed place. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for them from the fruits. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ So that they may give thanks and so that they may appreciate the bounties that you have blessed them with. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنْ O Allah, you are fully aware of all that which we conceal and all that which we expose. وَمَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ O Allah, nothing is hidden from you. Absolutely nothing is hidden from Allah. Not anything, مِنْ شَيْءٍ, not a single thing is hidden from Allah, whether it is in the heavens or whether it is on earth. Alhamdulillah. He then thanks and praises Allah. He says, Alhamdulillah, all praises and thanks are to Allah. الَّذِي وَهَبَ لِي The one who has given me gifts. Wahab. Wahab means a gift. The one who has given me gifts despite my old age in the form of Ismail and Ishaq. Whenever it comes to children, and when we make dua for children, we always use the word wahab. Wahab. Yahabu. Other things in the dunya, for example, we say ati, to give. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً Oh Allah, give us hasana in the dunya. وَآتِنَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً Oh Allah, give us, آتِ. آتِ means to give. But whenever there's dua for children, and when Allah speaks of giving children, what does Allah use? He doesn't use the word آتِ, to give. He uses the word وَهَبَ. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا هَبْ Give us gifts. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of giving people children, Allah says, Yahabu. He didn't say yu'ti, that he gives. He says, Yahabu. He gives gifts. Yahabu liman yasha. He gives gifts to whomsoever he wishes in the form of male offspring, in the form of female offspring. Over here, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah gave him children at a very advanced age. A very advanced age. Also here, what does he say? He doesn't say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi atani. Atani ala al-kibri Ismail, the one who gave me. He says, I praise and thank Allah, the one who has given me gifts. Wahabali, he has given me hibas. He has given me gifts ala al-kibr. Despite my old age, he has given me gifts in the form of Ismail and Ishaq. the two sons. Ismail was the elder son, Ishaq was the younger son. Inna Rabbi lasami'u du'a. And he says, certainly my Rabb is certainly listens and hears to every dua. The conviction he had when he made dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the conditions for your dua to be answered is ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba. Make dua to Allah while you are convinced that Allah will answer your dua. That's conviction. I'm making this dua, Allah will answer it. And that is what Ibrahim alayhi salam expresses over here, his conviction in Allah. Inna Rabbi, certainly my Rabb, lasami'u dua, certainly listens and hears every dua. And then he makes a wonderful dua that we should always make for ourselves and our children. Rabbi ji'alni muqeem as-salah. Oh Allah, make me an establisher of salah. Wa min dhurriyati, and my children, oh Allah. Make every one of them establishers of salah. Very effective dua. Very effective dua. To see salah being established in our lives and the lives of our children and progeny. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, accept and answer my dua, my prayer. Then he makes dua for his parents. Rabbana ghfirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. Wali walidayya. Oh Allah, forgive both my parents. Walil mu'mineen, and forgive all the believers. Yawma yakumul hisab, on the day when the reckoning will be established. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.